The government meeting to order. Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Adelstein. Senator Broderick.
Here.
Senator Dempster.
Yeah.
Senator Kolchak.
Here.
Senator Tubols. Senator Gray.
Here.
Senator Denifan.
Thank you. Please have the minutes reflect a quorum is present. Chair would entertain a motion for approval of the minutes.
Sure.
Moved by Senator Dempster, seconded by Senator Kolchak. Discussion on that? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We have one bill this morning we'll take up in just a moment, but I do want to again introduce our interns. We have Michelle Kane from SDSU and Amber Fasnacht, the intern program. They come for the entire session and assist us looking up legislation and just about anything we need, and they're just, I tell you, we couldn't do it without them. We appreciate them very much. And we have two pages today. They come for 2 weeks. We have Abby Roberts from Deadwood. She's here. I know her mom and dad. It's a pleasure to have you. And we have Austin Weiss from Flandreau. We appreciate all you're going to do for us today and in the days. I always say we learn far more from you than you learn from us. I would remind anyone testifying today to please sign in so our secretary can get your name correct for our minutes. If you have a cell phone on, please turn it off, as you will be required to buy donuts. I see Mr. Bill May, my neighbor across the canyon, here this morning. We're delighted to have you.
Thank you.
Our bill this morning is House Bill 1170 to revise certain provisions concerning the voting requirements of the Board of Adjustment. Representative.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee, Representative Bob Fain, District 5, Watertown. I come today with House Bill 1170, and my intention today is ask you to defer this bill to probably next week or whenever the chair would decide to reschedule it. Let me explain for just a moment why I'm bringing this request. You may remember this bill is dealing with a minor change to how the laws regarding the Board of Adjustment works. My bill is asking for a small change. Right now, Board of Adjustment requires a three-fourths vote of all members to pass a variance, and the bill that I have, 1170, asks for three-fourths of the members present and voting, just to try and avoid having one person gone and losing a variance by a vote of 5-1 in favor of you. Anyhow, that's irrelevant at this point. I discovered that the same day that this bill that I have went to the House floor that there was a bill over here that was darn near the same thing. I wasn't even aware of it until I was going to the House floor with 1170. The Municipal League brought that bill. It's just, you know, I think that's the one you have, 71, in front of you.
Yes, Representative, I passed it out to members of the committee so they could see.
Thank you very much. I met with the representative of the Municipal League last night. I said, we need to move one bill forward and get rid of the other one. We talked about it, and we decided we like Senate Bill 71 better because the two-thirds language in there is more in conformity with what counties have and what other zoning authorities have. So we've decided we like this one better of the two. However, I want to make sure that 71 gets through the House floor before we kill 1170. So what I'm going to ask you to do is defer this. Senate Bill 71 comes to the House floor today. If that passes successfully, I'll be back next week and ask you to invoke the Dr. Kevorkian rule on my bill. So if you have no objection with that, I'd like to ask for a deferral.
Thank you, Representative. One thing I would ask, if there's anyone here from out of town to testify on the bill. It doesn't appear so, but if there was, we would certainly allow that testimony and then defer the bill at your request. Is there any comments from any of the members of the committee? If not, we will defer the bill. I'm not sure yet if it'll be Monday or Wednesday. We have one bill left, a rather big bill, and the chair is trying to be as fair as possible to contact them so they have the date when most of their people can come and testify. So it'll be Monday or Wednesday, Representative.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If all works well, I won't be here more than 2 minutes that day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other business to come before the committee this morning? If not, Chair would entertain a motion for adjournment. Been moved by Senator Dempster, seconded by Senator Gray. Discussion on that motion? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.